With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this Palm Sunday, our hymns are 441, 428, 531, 440, 442, 444, and 443. Pastor Mark Neville's sermon is entitled Humbled and Exalted, taken Philippians 2, verses 8 and 9. Ron Baker is at the console of the organ. And our processional hymn, or opening hymn, is hymn number 441, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty, 441 in the Lutheran hymn.
Welcome to Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Welcome those in attendance in person and those listening over the radio. We gather together on this Palm Sunday, or Sunday of the Passion. We join in the order of worship contained in your service folder. I invite you to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Let us pray. We praise and thank you, O God, for the great acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. On this day, he entered Jerusalem in triumph and was acclaimed Son of David and King of Kings by those who scattered their garments and branches of palm in his path. May we now ever hail him as our Lord and King and follow him in perfect confidence. Let us go forth in peace. We remain standing as face the cross as we join in singing our processional hymn, hymn 441, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty, hymn 441.
Thank you.
seated for the Sunday school anthem. We do thank our Sunday school children for serving us in song this morning. We continue with our confession and God's absolution. It's printed in your worship folder. We stand. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in this stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue speaking responsibly the intro. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors. Who is this King of glory? Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors. Who is this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray the collect of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading appointed for the Sunday of the Passion is recorded in the 50th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of those who are taught, that I may know how to sustain with a word him who is weary. Morning by morning he awakens. He awakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. I gave my back to those who strike, and my cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from disgrace and spitting. But the Lord God helps me. Therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God helps me. Who will declare me guilty? This is the word of our Lord. We speak responsibly the gradual. Christ entered once for all into the holy places by means of his own blood. Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant. He sent redemption to his people. The epistle reading is recorded in the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians in the New Testament. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of our Lord. We sing hymn 428, Cross of Jesus, Cross of Sorrow, hymn 428.
Jesus, cross of sorrow, where the love.
stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "This man is calling Elijah." And one of them at once ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many.
When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly this was the Son of God." There were also many women there looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Next day, that is the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last fraud will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can." So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. We sing as our sermon hymn 531, "Hail Thou Once Despised Jesus," hymn 531.
Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our suffering, dying, and rising Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation comes from the middle of our epistle reading from Philippians chapter 2, and the words are italicized for you in your worship folder. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. The words that make up our epistle reading from Philippians chapter 2 are likely to have been an early Christian hymn. Sung by believers in their worship service, these words taught the truth of Jesus Christ, the one who is both true God and true man. This is what we call both his humiliation and his exaltation. In becoming human, the Son of God emptied himself of the full use of his divinity. As man, Jesus did not always and fully use his divine powers. He accepted instead the limitations and the weaknesses of our human life. But now, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, still, as man, always and fully uses his divine power. The ultimate example, the lowest step in his earthly humiliation, was the fulfillment of Jesus' mission as a man, that is death. The author of life, all life, living our life, innocently accepted the wages of sin, and that is the end of this life. He did so, as our text says, by becoming obedient to the point of death. Because of our sin, death is what we deserve. We cannot avoid it. But not so with the sinless Son of God living in our human flesh. For Jesus to die, he had to accept it. He had to agree to it. He had to become obedient to it. And not just any death. Not just having his heart no longer beat, or his lungs no longer pump, or his brain waves stop working. Certainly the death of Jesus was not a death that we would choose, if we could choose. If it were up to us, we would die at 100 years old, sitting in our recliner in the living room, watching Wheel of Fortune on television. But what Jesus died was the worst death of heaven and earth. It was also the worst death of two cultures, the Jews and the Romans. Based upon the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. The Jews saw crucifixion as being cursed by God. The Romans, for their part, used crucifixion as a public spectacle. They carried it out along a main road into a major city. It was a sign to the people, the local people, don't you dare mess with us, or this could happen to you. Crucifixion was more than just an execution. It was a painful torture reserved for the worst of criminals and the lowest of the slave class. It was quite a change from 5 days before. This day, on which Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem by a parade of followers and a crowd of supporters. But in the midst of the Hosanna shouts and the palm branches waving, Jesus did something odd. He rode in on a donkey, a farm animal, a beast of burden. It would be like having the grand marshal of one of our major parades riding a lawnmower instead of in a red convertible or a horse-drawn carriage. Obviously, what Jesus did on that Palm Sunday did not fit the picture the people had of him. But Jesus himself and the salvation that he brings to us
does not fit our own thoughts and ideas of earthly power and glory. The Son of God voluntarily became the sacrificial substitute for the entire human race, bearing our sin and taking upon himself our curse. He did so to carry out the Heavenly Father's plan for our salvation. Our sins have been charged to Jesus. His holiness is now credited to us. The depth of Jesus' humiliation, even death on a cross, is at the same time the height of his self-giving love for us. By his obedient humiliation, Jesus reconciled us to our Creator, the Almighty God from whom our sins had separated us. Then the Father crowned this sacrificial work that Jesus did, declaring it perfect and complete by raising him from the dead. Risen from the dead and ascended into heaven, Jesus no longer is subject to the weakness and the frailty of our fallen humanity. Jesus, our victorious Savior, now fully exercises his majesty as the exalted God-man to rule all in heaven and on earth. Jesus rules the universe for the good of his believers, guiding this rebellious and dying world to its ultimate end. But Jesus is also preparing a place for us, his faithful followers, his baptized believers, so that we might share the glory and the exaltation of his eternal life. For now, here, we praise him in our worship. We are gathered with a spirit-given faith, celebrating his name above all other names. This is the honor that Jesus earned by his obedient humiliation. The glory and the majesty that he now has as our Lord, our King, and our Savior. For an everlasting life, we will both see and share in Jesus' exaltation as his forgiven people gathered around his heavenly throne. To God alone be all of the glory. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church as it is printed in your worship folder. I invite you to stand. In addition to the prayers request that's printed in your worship folder, we will add Ryan Sins to healing and comfort, and also celebrate the birth of a son to Trey and Emma Sims Porter. That happened yesterday. We join in the prayer of the church. Heavenly Father, in love for us, your son became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Teach us to look to you at the time of death, so that drawing strength from you, we would receive the comfort of life eternal in our Savior Jesus. We pray for those who mourn the loss of loved ones to physical death, asking you to bless them with fond memories of them and with the gift of heavenly life that lasts forever, which you now have given to them as your servants who have died in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, give your protection and guidance to all who serve in our nation's military, especially in this time of war, as well as those who serve in law enforcement and as emergency responders, so that every life is protected and that our citizens live under peace and justice in this country and in every nation of the world. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would come to the rescue of all who are sick, injured, facing surgery, or recovering from surgery. We place into your care and keeping, including Roy, Donna, Evelyn, Nolan, Rhonda, Ron, Lindsay, Ryan, Bryce, Zachary, Brandy, Avery, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Hagen, Gail, Randy, Lori, Kelly, Alan, David, Danny, Inez, Mary Lou, Charlotte, Kathy, Elliot, Reverend Snyder, Rhonda,
and those we remember in the silence of our hearts. Help them, heal them, comfort them, and encourage them in the way that you know to be best for each of them. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, you bless us every day during the years of life you give us. We pray that you would provide favorable weather for those working outside in this week to come. We trust that you will give them the strength and safety they need for service done for your glory and the good of others. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of the Church, during Holy Week, you call your people around the world to follow you through your passion, death, and resurrection. Bless Pastor Engvall and Teffi as they prepare for their move to Emmanuel. Bless also the service of all who provide music, who read your holy scriptures in the assembly, and who proclaim your suffering, death, and resurrection, that your flock would be fed and your glory revealed. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord God, the giver of all life, we come before you in thanks and praise for the gift of new life that you have given to Trey and Emma in the birth of their son. We're grateful that you brought both mother and child safely through this delivery. And we ask that you would bless her in her recovery and him in the growth of his young life. Thankful that you will be with this family and pray that you will guide them in bringing him to the water and word of holy baptism, where you will claim him as your own chosen and precious child in your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, on the night before he went to the cross, your Son gave us the gift of his Holy Supper. Show us our sin, give us repentant hearts, and assure us that our King has made himself a servant for us, so that with confident faith we sing our hosannas to him who comes to us in the name of the Lord, and gratefully receive his body and blood, which give us life. Lord, in your mercy. Into your gracious care, Heavenly Father, we place ourselves and everyone for whom we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying... Kingdom and teach us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. May be seated.
Thank you.
Now may this true body and true blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Go now in God's peace. Amen. We stand as we join in the post-communion prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Hosanna to Jesus Christ, the Son of Man and Son of God. We remain standing as we sing our closing hymn, 443, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, hymn 443.